let's talk Vogies. Now, Nick and I didn't bother, but Fev, you watched it and you should know better than to watch the Logies.
I know. But because I work in radio, I thought, you know, we're going to have the winner on.
Hamish Blake,
which is great. He won everything. So I think it should just be called the Hamish Blake Awards because he was up there all the time. Like literally every second segment he was there. And he spoke really well. He won the Bert Newton Award, the first ever. Paddy spoke, which was great. And I was watching it, all the nominees, and I thought the only one that closely gets to what Bert's like on TV is Hamish. He's brilliant the way he is. He's our best talent. Yeah. He's a very funny man. He won the first Logie, Nick. They didn't have a Logie. So
they didn't have one ready.
No, he didn't have one ready.
Oh, my God.
And he was very funny. He was very funny. Just didn't have it ready, and then the girl come up and quickly gave it to him. But Julia Morris opened, and she got a lot of flack
on Twitter.
She got hammered, and I thought she was brilliant. I loved her. Just she opened up with, I identify as a woman, all this sort of gear.
Just the
woke people didn't really like what she was saying. And she wore a suit.
There's nothing wrong with her saying that.
Yeah, but then she wore a suit.
I probably missed the tone.
Yeah, you missed the tone. She wore a suit and she looked like a man. And she said, if you take your glasses off and squint to the TV, I look like a man. So I've ticked all the boxes. And she was saying all this funny gear. But I thought she was funny. But I don't know what it is with actors and these awards. Now, I love actors. We get them on here.
Nick's married to one.
You're married to one. And I reckon he would appreciate this. Leave the funny stuff for the comedians. Yeah. When you come out to do an award, walk out, say who you are, because half the people you don't know, read the nominees and get them off.
Out of interest, to any actors that you can think of, name them.
There was a guy with Claudia Carvin. I don't know who he was.
Eddie Perfect.
No, Eddie Perfect was good. They did a good job. Eddie Perfect just did what he had to do and got off. But this guy, mate, he was telling gags and trying to act up there. Mate, just read the award, get off, and it's all about the person that comes up. These idiots that get up there and speak for 5 minutes about all their jokes, then the winner comes up and he's only got like a minute to say thank you to everyone that he has to because these idiots are talking too long. Enough. Get up, get off. It's easy,
you
man.
You should run it.
You should run the Logie.
It's not
Where's
hard.
Where's the Logie? Get the Logie ready.
Get the Logie, get off. When the entertainment comes on, that's your time to have fun. Oh, God, it's frustrating. An extra in Home and Away giving out an award. Mate, see, Dylan got up with Tony Armstrong.
Yeah.
Tony Armstrong's an Aboriginal.
New talent.
Great talent, won a Logie.
Graham Dylan's Kennedy
in a,
Award.
Dylan's in a wheelchair. He goes, how good's this? He's Aboriginal. I'm a wheelchair. How far have we got? I go, mate, funny. Good. Read the award, got off.
Bang.
Bang.
Done.
Bruce McAvaney got put into the Hall of Fame. He was brilliant.
Yes, that would be.
Yeah, so it was good when the awards were people that won the awards. Chrissy Swan was funny. Probably should mention our radio, but she put Carl Stefanovic under the bus, which got a lot of Twitter action because Carl got hammered by everybody. Yeah. Missed the rehearsals. I'd love to see him on TV today. I wonder how he is because he had a big one. I thought it was good when the people that had to speak spoke, but all the actors, leave the funny stuff to people like you, Nick Cody, and get off. Get on and get off.